Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Donald Trump is everything I taught my children not to do in kindergarten.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was once highly critical of former President Donald Trump before fully embracing his policies and persona. Now Haley stands as the first major challenger to Trump for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Haley said Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections and added, quote, that has to change. California's longest-serving senator, Dianne Feinstein, says she will retire from the Senate at the end of 2024. The trailblazing Feinstein authored the 1994 assault weapons ban, an issue she still champions today.
The time has come, America, to step up and ban these weapons.
She also worked to declassify an extensive report detailing the CIA's use of torture. At age 89, Feinstein has faced growing criticism over whether she can handle the demands of the job.
I still pray for the president, and I pray for the grace to forgive him and all those responsible for that tragic day.
Former Vice President Mike Pence may have forgiven former President Donald Trump for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, but the Justice Department won't let him forget. The special counsel in charge of investigating the insurrection has issued a subpoena for Pence's testimony regarding Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Pence is reportedly planning to resist the subpoena, arguing he is protected by the Constitution's speech or debate clause, which shields members of Congress from law enforcement scrutiny. In his role as vice president, Pence was also president of the Senate. 3 students were shot and killed Tuesday at Michigan State University. Representative Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan says she is still filled with rage, recalling the recent shooting deaths of 4 high school students in her district.
And we have children in Michigan who are living through their second school shooting in under a year and a half. If this is not a wake-up call to do something, I don't know what is.
Tuesday's shooting took place on the 5-year anniversary of the shooting massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, which left 17 people dead. President Biden's long-stalled nominee to the Federal Communications Commission, Gigi Sohn, says she believes at least one member of the FCC should be a consumer advocate.
I believe deeply that regulated entities should not choose their regulator.
But Sohn says industry opponents to her nomination are using dark money groups to prevent pro-consumer policies, including lower-priced broadband. Some Republicans have claimed Sohn would use her post at the FCC to censor conservatives. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.